This is a special presentation in honor of Yachad and the National Jewish Council for Disabilities, which has dedicated the month of February for the Inclusion Month to develop a sensitivity and knowledge of what it means to live with a disability and to educate communities on how they can do their part to make sure that all Jews are able to be included in all facets of Jewish life. This year we'll specifically discuss whether a person with certain types of disabilities is able to get an aliyah on Shabbos. Again, I stress that each Rav has to paskin for his own shul, but we will try to bring down some opinions from Shulchan Aruch, the Nosei Kelim, and from contemporary Gedolim to bring down a discussion as to whether such a person is able to get an aliyah lechatchila, or only b'dieved, or not at all. So we'll begin with Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Lamed Tes. Towards the end of Sif Gimel, the Mechaber tells us that a suma eino kore. In regards to getting an aliyah, a person who is blind is unable to go and read the Torah for his aliyah, because the Mechaber tells us lefisha osu likros afilo os achas shalom anaksov, because you have to read from the Sefer Torah, and obviously a person who has inability to see, a blind person, is not going to be able to read from the Sefer Torah, even if he knows it by heart. He's a huge Talmud Chacham, but that's not called reading from the Sefer Torah, and therefore the Mechaber's position is that such a person, a blind person, cannot get an aliyah. However, then the Ramah brings down for the Ma'aril, who says, the Achshav Kore Suma. Nowadays, we can have a blind person, in fact, get an aliyah. Kemosha Anu Makrin B'Torah Li'am Ha'aretz. Because a person who is an Am Ha'aretz, a person who is not knowledgeable and can't read from the Torah himself, we give such a person an aliyah, because nowadays we have the Baal Kore, we have a standard person, the Baal Kore, reading for everybody, those that know as well as those that don't know how to lane. And therefore, just like we allow an Am Ha'aretz nowadays to go get an aliyah even though he cannot read it on his own, so too we would allow a blind person to go get an aliyah nowadays, even though the blind person obviously cannot read it on his own, even though the blind person may be a huge Talmud Chacham. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Beis brings down the reasoning behind a blind person being allowed to get an aliyah nowadays, according to the Ramah, quoting the Ma'aril, is the kevin sha'anu noakim sh'shliach tzibur kore, v'hu kore mitoch haksav, since we have the Baal Kore, the shliach tzibur, who is one that's actually doing the laning, and he is able to read from the ksav, therefore, shuv lo kabudinon ala ola. Therefore, we're not concerned that the person who's getting the aliyah himself personally cannot read from the Torah. And we paskin the shomeya ka'one, because you can hear it being read, it's as if you're actually saying it. And therefore, the psak of the Ramah, which is halacha lemaisa, is that a blind person is able to go and get an aliyah. The Mishnah Berurah continues and adds in Sif Katan Yud Gimel that the Ramah is telling us over here, just like we allow an Am Ha'aretz to get an aliyah, wrote Salomar, the Ramah is telling us, sha'anu noagim lahakel, that we are makel today to allow an Am Ha'aretz, a person who doesn't know how to lane on his own, afilu imenu yochel likros im ha'shliach tzibur mila b'mila mitoch ha'ksav. We extend this so far that even if the Am Ha'aretz, the person who doesn't know how to lane, can't even say word for word with the Baal Kore, nevertheless, al karcha mitam hanal, since we allow this, the same thing applies v'vadim besuma, even though the ideal way would be that the person who is getting the aliyah should know how to lane inside and be able to read along with the Baal Kore. Since we're makel in regards to an Am Ha'aretz, so too we can be makel in regards to a blind person. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Uladina, how do we paskin over here? The Mishnah Berurah says, Kvar kosu ha'achronim, denagu lahokel kemaril. The Velt paskins over here, this is the way the Achronim say, that we can rely upon this lenient opinion of the Ramah brought down in the name of the Ma'aril. However, he does say, umikom mokom, leparshas para, uparshas zachar, for parshios that are possibly a din daraisa. Almost all the poskim say the parshas zachar is to be read as a din daraisa, and there is a minority of poskim that also say that parshas para has a din of a daraisa. So when we're going for a din daraisa, nachon shelo likros in lechatchila, then it would be preferable not to call up a blind person or mistama, an Am Ha'aretz, who also can't read from inside, for these aliyos. Instead, it would be preferable to have a person that would be lechatchila good according to everybody. And the Chofetz Chaim adds in the Shaar HaTzion over here in Ozvav, Lachem beParshas Parah Sheyesh Omrim Shei Daraisa. There is a minority opinion that says that Parshas Parah is a Daraisa as well, and certainly Befrat Bezocher Delekulei Alma Hu Daraisa. Everybody says that that's a Daraisa. Nochon Lizor Bezeh. The Chofetz Chaim says one should be stringent about this, and he brings down this is also the opinion of the Shaar Ephraim in regards to a blind person. And certainly we should not allow an Am Ha'aretz who is unable to read along with the Baal Kore to get this aliyah. Albeit there are poskim such as the Magen Avram and the Masas Bin Yamin who do allow an Am Ha'aretz to get the aliyah, in regards to these parashos, certainly one should be machmir.
We see an additional din from here that's brought down in the name of Rav Nissen Karlitz, Shlita, that when a person does get the Aliyah, he should read along, even for Parsha Zohar. Certainly for every Aliyah, we normally read along the person who's getting the Aliyah with the Baal Koreh, quietly, so as not to disturb the Baal Koreh or the other people, but he should read along quietly. This is true, he says, as well for Parsha Zohar. Bidyevin, if you did call up somebody that doesn't know how to read along with the Baal Koreh, so Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita also brings down, Shiachavin HaBaal Koreh Lotzeis B'Birchosov Lios Echod Me'olim. In that situation, the Baal Koreh should have in mind that it's as if he's getting the Aliyah, and he is therefore considered as the one who is Ola for this Aliyah, not the person who's actually getting the Aliyah.
I should point out as well that the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos does bring down an opinion that says that the blind person and the Am Haaretz should specifically not read along with the Baal Koreh, but instead should listen to the Baal Koreh and be Yotze with the Shomea Keone type of approach. The Piskei Tshuvos also brings down that it would be preferable, if possible, if the blind person were to get the Aliyah on Shabbos, and this way you can also give Hosafos to get around the opinion that says that maybe they cannot get an Aliyah, and this way you'll still have seven Aliyos that are absolutely l'chatrila okay. He actually brings out an interesting custom that you should always make one Hosafa in case one of the other people is an Am Haaretz and you just didn't know it. So this way, Mistama, you'll always have at least seven people that did know how to read the Laney. The Sefer Halacha Brura also brings down that if you did call up a blind person, and that shul has the minhag not to call up a blind person, im kvar ola hasuma latori, if you did in fact give the aliyah to the suma, ein morino, so you shouldn't stop him from continuing to get the aliyah, kidesh olo vaisho. In this situation, it would be much more important not to embarrass the blind person than to fulfill the minhag of that shul that doesn't give an aliyah to a blind person. And he says this is especially true in that most places do have the minhag to allow a blind person to get an aliyah. And he adds that this is lechatchila, one can rely upon this minhag, not just as a bidyeved. The next category of disability that we'll talk about, can that person get an aliyah, would be a person who doesn't have the ability to hear, but does have the ability to speak. What we call a cheresh hamedaber, the eino shomea, a person who is able to speak, but his hearing is unfortunately not present. So the Prima Gadim brings down in the Mishmaso Zohav, shiyocho lalos, the Yikra im HaBaal Koreh. That person can, in fact, get an Aliyah, and he should read along with the Baal Koreh, even though he can't hear what the Baal Koreh is saying, but he should read along with the Baal Koreh. And the Sefer Halacha Brewer brings down, this is the Halacha L'maisa, Rashayim La'alosu L'Torah, Kol Shio De'a Likro, Be'atzmo B'Torah. As long as the person can go and read from the Torah himself, so even though he cannot hear, he is allowed to get an Aliyah. And this opinion is also brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos, also in the name of the Prima Gadim, that in fact the person who cannot hear but can speak is allowed to get an Aliyah. However, he brings down from Sternbach Shlita in the Tshuvos and Hanhagos that in regards to that person being the Lainer, the Baal Koreh, Lechatrilo Yeshli Mona Mikach, you shouldn't let a person who cannot hear but can lain to be the Baal Koreh, because the Baal Koreh has to listen to what he is saying, and unfortunately this person cannot do so. If the person, however, is able to hear with some sort of a hearing aid, so then he says, "B'makom tzorich yesh l'hakel." If you have extenuating circumstances over here, then you would be allowed to go and let him be the Baal Koreh if he's able to hear with the aid of a hearing aid. And it says, especially in a maftir, she'enu mizayin kruin, and especially if he's getting the maftir aliyah, which is not one of the seven essential aliyahs on Shabbos, and therefore, for a bar mitzvah boy, for example, who is not able to hear except with a hearing aid, and is able to learn how to do the maftir in the Haftorah, he says you can be makel in this situation to give him an aliyah. And especially it's important, he says, but ain't levaisho, you shouldn't embarrass him after he's prepared and everything to say, no, you can't go and get the aliyah. The Piskei Tshuvos then brings down the situation. What about if a person cannot speak? He can hear, but he cannot speak. So can you give this person an aliyah? So he brings down that if a person is unable to speak from birth, or he has some sort of an illness that caused him no longer to be able to speak, ain't likros l'torah. He says from the Prima Gadim that you shouldn't give such a person an aliyah. Kivun sheni yochol lomar habrachos, because he's unable to say the brachos. However, he says if he's an adam choshev, if he's an important person, or for example, he's a father and he's making a bris, or any other situation where the person is somewhat of a chiv to get an aliyah, then he says the Prima Gadim holds that you are allowed to give him an aliyah and just have somebody else make the brachos. And he says this is analogous to a person who is unable to speak. He's allowed to do shchita, and somebody else makes the bracha for him. So to over here, he is going to get the aliyah, but somebody else will make the bracha for him. He says, ideally, the person who is making the bracha should be somebody who has not yet gotten aliyah himself.
The Piskei Tshuvos continues, and he says, if the person who is unable to speak has somehow been taught to speak, albeit in a not normal type of a voice, and maybe in a stuttering type of voice, what they call svas ilogim, so afshu gam cheresh mileda, even though this person is also deaf from birth, but they taught him how to go and speak in this fashion, and he's a bar das, and if you listen carefully to what he's saying, you are able to go and understand his bracha, then he brings down Rashayim likroso la'ola la'alos la'torah. You can, in fact, give him an aliyah. However, he says, again, odif likroso b'Shabbos. Ideally, you should give him the aliyah on Shabbos, where you can make hosafos, and this way you'll have seven people that are guaranteed that they were l'chatchila able to get an aliyah. This way you don't embarrass the person, you can give him an aliyah, but make sure that there are at least seven people, and this way you satisfy all opinions. Similarly, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down in the Mincha Shlomar, he says, if this person who is deaf but is able to make an approximation of speech so that other people will be able to understand what he's saying, such a person is considered over here, he's considered like a full-fledged adult in regards to all dinim. However, he does suggest that it might be better not to give this person an aliyah. This also was the opinion, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, of his mechutin, Rav Yashiv Zatzal, albeit in the Sefer Halacha Rucho, which deals with Dine Cheresh Katan, authored by Rav Avram Tzvi HaKohen, Shlita, he brings down other opinions to say that you can give this person an aliyah. Therefore, it's up to the Rav of each shul to decide what his Psak Halacha would be in terms of giving such a person an aliyah. The Halacha Brura adds that if a person is shotel le'itim, a person who may not have full mental capacities at all time, at times he is a full-fledged, knowledgeable person, and other times, unfortunately, through a mental illness or other medical problems, he is not considered to have capacity, not to have full mental capabilities. So he says, when this person is in his good situation, mutu la'aloso bizman she'enu shotel, when he has good mental capacities, this person can get an aliyah, even though at other times he might not fulfill that criteria. The next type of a disability that we're going to talk about is brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph. And here we're talking about the obligation, normally, tzarech likros ma'umad. Normally, a person who is both the laner as well as the person who's getting the aliyah should be standing up while they get an aliyah. And this, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sif Katan Aleph over there, is based upon the pasuk that says, V'yato po amodi modi, kavayochel Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you stand here with me. And therefore, imkein, kol shekein shekol Yisrael hoyomdim mipnei emas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the people at Har Sinai are going to be standing up at the time of the receipt of the Torah, and therefore we should do the same when laning is occurring. And this is based upon the idea, just like it was given with tremendous awe. This is a very important lesson for everybody, that one should have tremendous awe during the Kriyas HaTorah, and certainly to talk during the Kriyas HaTorah is absolutely forbidden. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down the halacha, mikol makom b'di'evet, after the fact, shekara miyushav, if somebody were to have read the Torah while he was sitting down, or somebody got an aliyah while he was sitting down, he would be yotzei b'di'evet, v'notzarech lachzor v'likros, and you don't have to repeat that part of the laning. So certainly, l'chatchila, everybody agrees you should stand up when you get an aliyah, and b'di'evet, if you didn't stand up, you were yotzei b'di'evet. In halacha, we define standing up as not leaning on anything, and therefore the Mechaber tells us, afilu lismoch atzmo lakosel o lamud osur. A person should not be leaning on anything when he gets the aliyah, because if you're leaning on something, so that's not called standing up. Normally, we use the criteria that if you're leaning on something, and if you were to remove that object and you were to fall down, that's considered actually as if you're sitting down. But nevertheless, a person shouldn't lean on anything, even if they were to remove that item, you wouldn't fall down. When you're getting an aliyah, or when you're saying Shmon Esri, for example, you really shouldn't be leaning on anything. However, the Mechaber brings down an exception. He says, Elo im kein hu baal basar. If the person is an obese person who is unable to stand, so then this din doesn't apply l'chatchila. And the Ramah adds over here, this is true for the Baal Kori as well, not only the person getting the aliyah, the Kena Chazan HaKori, Tzorech Lamurim HaKori, that the person who's laning from the Torah should be standing up as well as the person who's getting the aliyah. And again, if you're a Baal Basar, or the Mishnah Berurah adds, and Sif Katan Dalet over here, the same halach applies, V'adin Chole, a sick person, or a Zakin, or an elderly person, Shekosha Lo Amida, these people aren't able to stand up, B'li Smicha, without leaning, so then they are allowed to lean or even sit down. If they are leaning, he says they should be careful. They should only lean as little as you have to. And certainly if they can only lean a little bit, for example, to steady themselves, as opposed to they really are supported by what they're leaning on, that would be preferable. He says, but if there's no way this person can stand up long enough, he really has to be fully supported by something. He really needs somebody to fully support him or to lean on something that will fully support him. Mutter gambazeh. Such a person is allowed to go get an aliyah. He says, be careful not to lean on the bima, because leaning on the bima is a problem, because the bima is tashmishe kedusha. It's a holy item that in and of itself has kedusha to it, so don't lean on the bima, preferably lean on something else. The Piskei Tshuvos continues this discussion and he adds, Lohi tiru elo im kem be'efshirusom al kopochos lamod ayidei smicha. The Piskei Tshuvos says, l'chatchila, you shouldn't give somebody an aliyah who can't stand up, albeit with smicha being supported, either by people or by something that he's supporting on, let's say crutches or a walker. Avol im risukim lekise. If a person is wheelchair bound, the ein bev shirusum lamod klout. Such a person, unfortunately, is not able to stand it at all. So he quotes, without bringing a source, he says, einom rashoyim lalos l'torah. He paskins that they shouldn't get an aliyah. And he bases it on the fact that none of the poskim talk about this. Therefore, it must not be allowed. Others strongly, however, disagree with this. And the Piskei Tshuva himself brings down that mistavra, it makes sense to say that bebatei cholim, in a hospital, for example, or in a nursing home, where you have the majority of the people over there maybe confined to a wheelchair, and you don't have the three people on a weekday or the seven people on a Shabbos that are able to get an aliyah without using some of the people in a wheelchair. He says, certainly in that situation, instead of giving up the laning, you can certainly call these people up to get an aliyah. He also adds, if you did call up a person in a wheelchair, you certainly should give them the aliyah and not cause them embarrassment. He then brings down the interesting discussion. What happens if the Baal Koreh is a person who is a regular Baal Koreh, but unfortunately now he's unable to stand up? He's gotten sick, or he has some sort of a temporary paralysis, whatever the situation may be, that he's confined to a wheelchair. So such a person, if he's able to be supported by other people or by some sort of a device and can stand up, then certainly he can be the Baal Koreh. However, he says, in lo yuchal lamod klal, if he's unable to stand at all, so then it would be preferable to have somebody else do the laning instead of him. However, if there is nobody else that can do the laning, or nobody else that can do the laning as well as he can, they're going to make lots of mistakes, and he's an expert Baal Koreh, so then you're allowed to let this person continue to be the Baal Koreh.
I think one thing that is clear from all of the poskim that we brought down here is that there is a great deal of sensitivity that one should have in terms of chas v'shalom not embarrassing somebody, and as well, trying to be inclusive as much as the halacha allows, without in any way compromising what the halacha is. We have a famous saying, the paths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are all beautiful. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of us, each person with his own challenges and opportunities for improvement, and we all have disabilities, some more visible than others. And our job, our task is to go and excel and to do the best that we possibly can, despite whatever challenges HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. It is these challenges that make us to be a purer and better person. And Be'ezus Hashem, all of us should succeed in meeting the challenges that we face. Thank you for listening. And hopefully in the course of this year, people will have more of a sensitivity to individuals who have various disabilities.